Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
So we talked to that Darren Bailey guy not that long ago, the downstate lawmaker, a Republican. I don't know that that matters, but I think it might a little in his case. But he said that they only had one. The Sun-Times continues to say two cases of COVID-19 in their downstate county. And he said, why do we have to be shut down? So he sues the governor. We talked to him about that last week. Guess what? The judge is on his side. Darren Bailey from the 109th District. You're on WGN again. Darren, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I am doing great. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here. And I've certainly learned a lot since we talked last.
What did you learn?
Well, I learned that the Illinois Department of Public Health has a plan in place. It's a 120-page document. It was updated on March 2nd, and it's called the Pandemic Influenza Preparedness and Response Plan. And it lays out perfectly what is supposed to happen during a situation almost exactly like what we're living through.
When did they put that together?
Oh, it's decades old. It was just updated March 5th or March 2nd, Dr. Ezekiel's name's on it. I've been trying to find out. It's at least 40 years old, I believe.
It's amazing that they anticipated this. Okay, and what does that say about how we should govern ourselves?
Well, interestingly enough, it talks about quarantines, and it tells us that quarantines are not effective in controlling. It says even if they were somewhat effective, it says that it would be wouldn't be useful because it would damage the economy too much. And interestingly enough, the most important thing it says that the Illinois Department of Public Health has the supreme authority in matters of quarantine and these sicknesses. And so when you read on through the document, you learn that we have a mechanism to put that governance in place, and that's called the County Health Department. So that's what's unconstitutional about what this governor did. I think I talked last week about the Emergency Management Agency Act that was put together during the late 70s, and the whole purpose of that was to limit the governor's power to 30 days of an emergency proclamation. So that happened, that came, that went. People are scared, they're concerned, they're fearful, but unfortunately, again, the mechanism, everything's in place. The governor is not allowing this plan to go in effect. He's not allowing, the constitutional, the plan and rights of the people to be put into effect. And the legislature refuses to get together and deal with it. So the judicial system did.
30 days sounds a little arbitrary to me. I mean, that's how we govern ourselves because that's about a month. But what's 30 days to a virus? I mean, I wonder if that's the flaw in that document what does a virus care? 30 days is completely arbitrary.
Yeah, but I don't believe, constitutionally, I don't believe this democracy, this republic was set up for one person to be calling the shots. That's why we have three co-equal branches of government. That's my whole, that's what I'm challenging. So he has 30 days to figure out another way, a plan to govern this. Typically the legislator, should convene and deal with some issues or give him, the legislator can get together and say, okay, you can handle this as long as time allows. But interestingly enough, we have a plan already put together.
Our
governor's not talking.
Yeah, I understand. By the way, in the newsroom is Steve Bertrand.
So the governor yesterday, when confronted with this, with your victory, he said that he would start to work on a new order. Can he just rewrite another order and get around it that way?
No. He has that. It's very expressly was proved in the court of law yesterday that his powers are limited to 30 days. That emergency is coronavirus.
So he could not declare a second emergency and write another order?
No, unless it was something totally different.
All right, well, how about corona? How about COVID-20? I mean, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. That is the most short-sighted order I've ever heard. Who the hell thinks that a virus is only going to be 30 days and then the governor loses the... If it makes sense on the 29th day, it should make sense on the 31st day. I don't understand that.
Well, the whole point is that you know, one person. So I guess if you trust the governor and you think that he has an ought to be, you know, be able to usurp our Constitution and take total control and make the decisions, that's fine. But when we have another mechanism by law, the Illinois Department of Public Health, that's supposed to be making these decisions, then they need to be making these decisions on a local basis, county by county. So, right, so that there alleviates the counties that are less affected that could re-ramp, you know, their economy somewhat.
I understand your point.
So, right, and you don't want a governor who's going to, you know, declare martial law and rule forever. I understand why there are limits on that. But do you not trust the governor in doing what is the right thing in this crisis?
I am a respecter of the Constitution and these laws, and this is what this says, and I want it to be upheld. Otherwise, we've read in history books of what can happen.
Okay, never mind that. But what about this? Then maybe who should make the decision? Should Dr. Nzike or Dr. Arwadi? Because they will side with the governor.
The local Department of Health in each county are the ones who should be making these decisions as per this plan. That sets, you know, in the Illinois Department of Public Health.
And have you talked to your, so would that be the county health director for your county then? And what does that person, what does that person say? And what does that person say? Have you canvassed that person?
Yes. Yeah, I've contacted, I have been in contact through this whole thing several times with every one of my county health directors. So, yes, some places, many of them are believe that these laws, these enforcements are too stringent on, you know, particularly our district.
Yeah.
But Representative, then the ruling yesterday applies, and explain this for me, only to you. So on May 1st, you can go out and be as socially close to anyone you want, but the rest of us can't. I mean, that's got to be a bit of a disappointment to you.
Right. Well, actually, as of walking out of the courthouse yesterday, I could be. So the point of that was the legal counsel offered to expedite the process. So obviously, you know, law, no one can make a law for someone and exclude everyone else. So what's good for me will eventually be good for everyone else. That's why the governor is, panicking with this situation, because it's probably going to be challenged come May 1st when his new executive order takes place. But more importantly,
if you argued and made the case, and clearly you did to this judge, that the governor's actions were unconstitutional, why wouldn't he have issued a statewide temporary restraining order?
Because the suit only included me, and it was done that to expedite the process.
That's really weird. I mean, congratulations. But your tennis game is still going to suffer, because while you can go out and play tennis now, there can't be anybody on the other side of the net.
But you can really enjoy the Chicago lakefront.
You get to go to our beaches, for crying out loud. All kidding aside, Darren, I wonder what this does mean. Darren Bailey is on the phone line, the downstate lawmaker from the 109th District who sued the governor. I always thought that was on behalf of your constituency. Whatever applied to you would apply to the entire county, Darren.
Right. So I was told through our lawyer that would slow the process down and we needed to speed this up. So, you know, unfortunately, a lot of people, you know, like yourself, you're missing the point. The point is that the governor has usurped his authority as a governor, and we're upholding the law. So I am the example of that. So many other people can create their own lawsuits, or we believe that eventually the law that applies to me will be applied to everyone else.
In the ruling, the judge said that if it went past 30 days, you would suffer, this is, quote, irreparable harm. Did you have to demonstrate that? And what's the irreparable harm that you are suffering as a result of having to be quarantined for 31 days?
The irreparable harm is exactly what the governor's doing, and the lack of obeying, you know, our constitutional order in this land, which is what he is failing to do.
Okay, but if I may, so the irreparable harm is academic. It's the lack of adherence to the Constitution. It's not.
Potentially for someone who's unemployed, setting up their home, that can't go to work, that's their bank account's upside down.
Well, that's what I thought, you know, it would be.
Potentially.
That to me is irreparable, or at least it's extremely damaging. I guess it's reparable in the long run, but I get that. But that wasn't your case, was it? I mean,
that wasn't my case, but that is representing, you know, that scenario. But the judge thought that my particular case was valid on the points that we made, and he so ruled, and I believe it is wholeheartedly a constitutional situation.
Do you have another job?
I'm a farmer.
A farmer, so okay. Because I'm just trying to figure out how you as an individual could be suffering irreparable. I mean, the judge ruled it, so it's, you made the case, but how you could be suffering irreparable harm if you're still sitting in the state legislature. I'm assuming you're still being paid for your job.
Yep, unfortunately, the state representative is still being paid for doing nothing. That is correct.
You're essential. So what's your guess on what happens next then, Darren?
Well, I know this morning the governor appealed this, and so it'll either head to the appellate court or the Supreme Court might end up picking it up. I don't know.
It's a fascinating issue here between federal, state,
yes,
local,
is.
County. And I think most of us feel that all these kinds of decisions should always be made, say education or taxes, at the local level. But there's a certain connectiveness that we have, that you may win the case as an individual. Maybe your county does. But if I drive down there from Cook County, dude, I could infect your whole town. And if you're all socializing, you're going to be sorry that you did.
Did you run this by Jim Durkin or any other Republican leadership, or are you on your own here?
Well, I am on my own. I did suggest early on that, the Republican caucus do something a week, week and a half, 2 weeks before, and everybody chose to be silent. So so I chose to push forward because this best represents the interest of our district and, I believe, of the state. Because, again, we are talking about a constitutional problem here that our governor is essentially trouncing.
One last thing, real quick, Darren, but if the original order, this document that you found that says the governor has 30 days, if that had said he has 120 days, would you have been able to sue? Would you have sued?
No, I would have been demanding that the legislator come to order, and do something.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
The law says what it says, and it needs to be followed.
It's nice to talk to you, Darren. Good luck to you down there. I hope you all stay well and healthy, and we appreciate you giving us your thoughts on this.
All right. Thank you.
Darren Bailey is with the 109th District, downstate Illinois. It's 1127.